I've often said I always like to see the pastor get into a place where he really don't know what to do. But it ain't too, I'm going to say it is fun to be in that spot. I'm going to say it wasn't me, but it is. Because I'm going to tell you, yesterday when he texted me, that was a soul message that God, but I'm going to tell you, I couldn't have told it as much in love. That's what the church has told it. I actually had to beg him a while ago to let me feel the love, and then the message changed for me. I don't know if you ever felt, other than when you've been saved, when a load just went. Maybe my load was just getting here with it and me just getting myself out of the way. But it has changed. But I'm just going to read this. And this is where we are. So, there's a man, the Bible said, after this is a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there was at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethsaida, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent people, impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, and waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease. Now this is one that I was really wanting to read. A certain man was there which had an infirmity for 38 years. Now there's another one that says, and Jesus passed by and saw a man which was blind from his birth. And the disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither of these men sinned, neither this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God shall be made manifest in him. Now we're going to do one more. It says, and Peter and John went up together into a temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried and laid there, laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple and asked alms, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look up, look on us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of him. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such I have, give I thee. In the name of the Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted up him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. As the brother was up here speaking too, I was just thinking about whenever the man was taken there for 38 years, somebody carried him there. Somebody carried him there for 38 years until he finally got some help. There was a man that was born blind, and it was even unknown of anybody receiving their sight that was born in that condition. But help came by. There was a man laid at the gate And they don't say how many years, but he was brought there by somebody every day until the help was come by and he received that help. Now this is really what too. It says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. For a couple weeks now, I was just thinking just about how marvelous that it just is that we've got people that still knows when to move. We still got people that's carrying people to the gate every day. We still got people that's watching over them while they're waiting for the troubled waters to happen. And it's just marvelous on what it is. One of the writers wrote over there says, this is the work of the Lord, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Could you just imagine just how marvelous that it was the night that you got saved? I know we go here to there sometimes. We get out. We might not be in shape. But I'm going to tell you that didn't take away from the marvelous act that was created that night in my soul. Because there was something that went in that's still there today. I've had to be carried to the gate every once in a while. I've had to have somebody to watch over me sometimes. But I'm glad that I've got some marvelous inside my soul. But it says, this is the work of the Lord, and it's marvelous in our eyes. The world don't know how marvelous this was tonight. They'd just look at it and say, what was the use of going out there? But whenever you got something on the inside that'll flow from breast to breast, and it'll let you know that that marvelous spirit that you got, or connect to that marvelous spirit I got, it'll make a difference. And it'll let you know that this was every bit of worth coming to. It's just marvelous. Marvelous. Exceedingly great is what marvelous means. There's no measuring of what the ability that God has. And I'm going to tell you this, there's no measure of the ability that we have when we get over into the marvelous Spirit of the Lord. It's just marvelous. Yeah, this ain't what I had intended. Just like one of them said earlier, I think Susan might have said there's things happening and we don't know how to... We don't need to know the outcome. If I know the outcome, I wouldn't have worried that much. And then it might not have been so marvelous to me. But it is. It's marvelous that them personal times that He comes... And you just thinking that nothing is going to happen, that nobody knows. And even get to that place that just one more click and you're right to the place where you think that nobody even cares. But then marvelous shows up. I'm going to tell you, I got enough testimonies I could stand up here for a year and it not even touch because they're mine. And I know what He's done for me. I know how He's healed my mind. I've known how He's provided when I didn't think I even had nothing to provide with. But most of all, when that soul had got hungered, He sent some marvelous water to me. He's fed me. He's given me that I stand in need of. And just like Whitney said, I think Rachel said, there have been many times where I said, tried to talk myself out of just coming. But just like Tammy said, I had to come just to pull my weight. If nothing else, just to pull my weight. And then God provides a marvelous blessing. and it's marvelous in our eyes. People might say, well, you talk about the Lord, so you really shouldn't just be that amazed about what He does. Well, until my last breath drawn, I'm going to just stay amazed at what He does. But it's marvelous in our eyes. And you know, sometimes He'll give you that marvelous feeling and you're okay with it, but then you start listening to somebody else's marvelous feeling and the devil wants to fool with that marvelous feeling that you got. I'm going to say this and I'll be done. And God does it in a way that you ain't figuring it out. And He can do it in natural aspects to start with. I think I've told the story before where I'm going to go to work. As I was walking out, going to my truck, he said, check your oil. He wants to check their oil at 4:30 in the morning. But okay, I check it. The oil looks good. But I look over and my radiator cap's off my radiator. So I just reached over and put it back on there, not paying no attention to it. Crank it up, pull down the driveway, pull out on the road, start driving. It don't take long for that hot hand to start going up. And I said, I'm going to have to stop at a store and get some water. It just keeps moving. I said, I ain't going to make it to the store. I just turn around and go back to the house. Now, have you ever been in the middle of somewhere where you can go one direction or another and it still ain't no good? That's where I was at. So I turned around heading back, and it had been at one of them times whenever it had rained and rained and rained, but it wasn't raining this day. And you know what happens when it starts raining all the time? People start complaining about it. So I'm driving, and I just pull over on the side of the road, and the Lord said, there's a mud hole right there. He said, there's a mud hole. And guess what? I got an empty jug in the back. I go and I fill that jug up, poured it over into my radiator, and it was good enough to get to work. And the Lord said, see there, said everybody's been complaining this whole time, and I know you're needing it when you need it. I don't know what I need. I'm just telling you. When I wake up in the morning, I don't know what I'm going to need. But if I'll listen and I'll do them little things that He says to do, I'll get exactly what I'll need, and it'll be marvelous. But I was at a church one day when a guy started testifying about what God did for him. And it was bigger than what He done, what I thought He'd done for me. And I was like, Lord, You done that for him? And then You just did this for me. He said, did that water get your truck to work? Yes. Did you get to work to where you can make money to help your family out? Yes. And is it still going 2 years later? Yes. Well, you count up all of that and see if that one thing of saying, okay, Lord, for 2 years now, well, matter of fact, it's been about 6 years now, but because of that one time, I'm still being blessed every time I get in my truck. And it is marvelous. May not mean nothing to nobody else. Yours may not mean as much to me as it does to you. But mine is marvelous to me. And I'm going to tell you this. When you share yours, we all get a portion of the marvelous acts of God. Marvelous acts. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes.